Welcome. My name is Andrew, and this is the Who Dat Discussion Unreeling Saints podcast, where we talk about All Saints news, opinions, and reactions. So I just want to say, before we get into this podcast and talk about some Saints Giants and some Saints news and some Who Dat Nation fan questions, I just want to say, if you haven't followed us already and you like this podcast, please follow us on Twitter, at the Who Dat Dis, on Instagram, at Who Dat Discussion, and then also, if you want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, our Google Play channel, or our iTunes channel, on there, we are at the Who Dat Discussion as well. On there, please leave comments, reviews, and ratings. That's just really helpful, you know, for me to see how we're doing, and, you know, if we're getting better, you know, what we're doing bad, and just so we can get a better podcast, more of Saints fans on here. I think that'd just be really, really good. But I think with all that said, I think it's time to get into some Saints Giants talk, and with that, I'm gonna bring on my guest, Giants fan and NFL analyst Nick. So Nick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing very, very good myself. Obviously, kind of a tough loss for the Giants. To me, it was a pretty good Saints win, just all in all. Just it was one of those wins. Saints got them on the road. They were getting them last year like this, too, so I think that was good to see. But just to look at it, you know, obviously, there were good things, some bad things, but a lot of good things from this game. I mean, final score was 33-18, the Saints won. I mean, the Giants came out hot, scoring the first in the first possession. At first, they stopped the Saints, and then they scored the touchdown on a nice, I think it was 75-yard drive. And then after that, it seemed like the fake punt really changed a lot that, you know, Taysom Hill threw. And after that, you know, the Saints scored something like 19 unanswered, something like that. It was a big number. And then after that, the Giants put a field goal up. Then Kamara had a touchdown to make it 26-10. And then the Giants scored a late touchdown. Saints scored a late touchdown. And then that was where our final score came into place. So I think we're just going to get into some storylines. I know, Nick, you can't stay for a very long time, but I think we'll just talk about some storylines from this week, what we thought was going to happen, and just some different storylines that happened during the game. So I think we'll just get right into it. So first, I mean, one of our storylines from last week was that the Giants had 5 starters missing in this game. And how is that going to affect the Giants? So, Nick, how do you feel like the starters, obviously, between Evan Engram, you know, Eli Apple, Cody Latimer, players like that, how did that really affect the Giants and what they were able to do on, you know, both sides of the football field?
Yeah, Cody Latimer and Evan Engram definitely really hurt. They use Engram a lot, especially in the blocking. I think it definitely hurt us to get longer routes. They chip Evan Engram. Ujulari had success against the Texans last week. Rhett Ellison is still good, though, but he's just not the pass catcher. You saw Eli tried in the middle part of the game to Rhett Ellison. It was broken up. It was good coverage there by you, though, but just stuff like that, though. Evan Engram has better hands and stuff. And Cody Latimer is still, like, a deep threat. He'd be one-on-one. I think he would have definitely played a little role of maybe winning some of those one-on-one matchups where Alonzo Russell wasn't winning. But credit your defense, though. You guys covered well. You tip your hat to Dennis Allen. I thought he had a good defensive plan in place. You know, he switched it up. He switched his game plan up, I think, like 3 different times during the game.
Yeah.
He's very good. You give him credit. The Giants looked very good, though. First drive, like they said. They went very quick. It was a good start. Guys switching to that zone that was giving the Giants problems. We copied like Dallas did, which gave the Giants problem in week 2. You guys definitely copycatted that, and it worked. Your defensive line abused their offensive line, and you were able to stop Saquon pretty much the whole day at a couple of runs. But that's Saquon being Saquon. I thought you abused, especially Nate Solder, Marcus Davenport on that one play. Completely blew it up, and he lost 6-7 yards on that play. I thought Cody Latimer definitely helped in some of the third downs, third and longs. They utilize him a lot in the Texan game a couple of times, too. But you guys are doing a good job. Even on the one-on-ones with Odell, I didn't really see Odell getting open on the All-22 film too much. Though you guys covered really well. You got pressure. I mean, Eli was forced because of your rush to get rid of it. It lasted 2.5 seconds on average during the game. My guys thought you guys tackled really well, too. It was a good defensive game plan. On the defensive side of the ball, like you said, no Eli Apple, no Olivier Vernon. Really hurt the Giants. Drew Brees had all day to throw. No pass rush. Thought he had a clean pocket most of the day. Brees went through his reads. He was able to pick his matchups. Struggled early on, though, I thought. I thought the coverage was good, actually. Even though he did have all day to throw, but nobody was really open for Drew Brees to throw to. But Kamara, though, 4 or 5 yards, and he bust one from a catch or a run. I thought Kamara was very consistent, and he put you in a good down of distance during the game. Eli Apple, I thought B.J. Webb actually played good, though. The coverage was good, but I thought Eli Apple probably would have helped during the end where just too tired, you know. We stopped, and Drew Brees finally got his act together, though. Everything was working then towards the end. But you had miscues in the red zone. I thought we covered well, but we took advantage, I thought, of some of your miscues. You guys weren't perfect. Yeah, and Kamara had a drop in the end zone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, did a good job utilizing Taysom Hill. I just thought an extra coverage man, Eli Apple, would have helped then.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, look, injuries are going to hurt. Obviously, the Giants have, you know, they've had injuries. We played the Falcons. I mean, we've played these teams at a good point. But that's why we're on this winning streak here. You know, we've gotten a little luck. You know, we haven't played perfect. I feel like this was our closest to complete game. I feel like just some places where we played really good. Kamara, I mean, I think this was his best game all season, especially running the ball. And you got to give it to Sean Payton, who was scheming better runs for him, which was really good there. Better blocking schemes, which didn't work in the past couple games. And they did work this game, which I think, obviously, it's how good offensive line was, but our offensive line played very, very good in the past weeks. But Kamara still couldn't find a lot of running room today. Yesterday, excuse me, he found a lot of running room there. I mean, just looking on to the other parts. I mean, Drew Brees, yeah, he was average. I mean, he did miss a couple plays, missed a couple throws. I mean, but he wasn't A plus Drew Brees, but he was good enough to win Drew Brees. I mean, didn't throw a touchdown pass, but didn't throw any picks, so I guess that's fine. Kamara obviously had the 3 touchdowns. That's where we got our offensive scores there. I mean, on the defense, I just feel like we obviously, the first drive, playing a little man-to-man, didn't work. We tried to really feel out the Giants. We did that a lot last year when our defense was playing really good. We would have a bad first drive and then really, you know, clamp down later. I feel like we did do that. You got to look at, you know, the second drive, third drive. Obviously, the fumble by Wayne Gallman, that was really big, by P.J. Williams, who forced that fumble, that's really big there. But I feel like, just looking at the injuries, I feel like the Saints, this whole 3-game winning streak, they have been capitalizing off the injuries. So our next storyline coming into the week was how to stop, you know, Odell Beckham and Saquon. I feel like the Saints did stop Odell Beckham and Saquon pretty well. Nick, what do you think the ways that the Saints did that and were successful in that?
They used your defensive line. It played really great. Yeah, that zone, I think you guys are better off doing that for the rest of the season, especially against playmakers like the Giants have. I think even if they have a good running game, your defense really good. Davenport played great. Cam Jordan played great. Your interior did great. Saquon wasn't really getting much. He's getting for losses. He's getting a couple of yards. Mm-hmm. I think he bounced a couple, but I think that's just Saquon being Saquon. I really thought you were really good. You played that deep zone. You put everyone back, so you'd have the 4 man front, and you guys did a really good job containing Saquon for the most part. I think out of the backfield, Saquon had his stuff, but again, you guys were a good tackling team. I thought you did good on that front. Not many explosive plays when I kept everything in front of you and you tackled well. And you're able to stop us on third downs for most of the game, besides that first drive, and I guess towards the end, where you're up 2 scores. The Giants had they didn't finish. You guys did a good job holding them there. Then it went to 19-10. You know, you guys got your score again, and then the Giants got it to 18. They converted the 2-point conversion. Yeah. I thought that, like, I don't know if you said this, definitely the Saints were not doing the zone. It was even more prevent. It wasn't even more exaggeratory than the zone they were playing. Yeah. But got it to 1 score, and you didn't give the chance to get the Giants the ball back until it was too late, I thought, and you did a good job.
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, just looking at the whole thing we did, especially on defense, I told you guys the zone was going to work against the Giants. I feel like that was the way we should have went. We went with it later in the game. And just because the Giants, number one, they don't throw a lot of deep passes because their offensive line can't hold for that long. So that saying, whatever, and then you just play the zone, you keep on coming up, and then that short passes that they were throwing started to be incomplete and stuff like that. That was really big. They weren't getting open. You know, Odell, even, I know he had 6 catches, which, you know, seems like a lot, but it wasn't for a lot of yards, which is obviously really big. He's only getting 3-4 yards, and they were tackling, getting really nice tackles. That's what you have to do. I mean, the zone we were playing did stop the deep ball, but that's really good because we were giving up a ton of deep balls in the past. So that was just really good. No big plays by the Giants. That was really big besides the Saquon run, but that was just, you know, Saquon bouncing it out. We couldn't contain the edge on that play. But besides that, obviously no big plays, and we just kept everything in front of us, which was really enough to win the Giants. I mean, they didn't play explosive. I mean, the Giants haven't had that very explosive offense for a very, very long time, couple years. You know, back to like 2015, since then they really haven't, 2016, 17, and now 2018, they haven't had the most explosive offense. So, I mean, just what do you think the key is, just the next storyline? What do you think the key was to getting pressure on Eli? And what do you think that created, you know, for this defense? Do you think that was really the main thing the Saints really succeeded at, just from an outside perspective? What do you feel on that?
No. Saints tried to take Odell out of the game. I think they probably said it in their post-game presser. You take out Odell, then you have one-on-one matchups. You guys guarded the one-on-one matchups. They dared us to run the ball. Couldn't run the ball. D front's where it all starts. Like I said, it's both lines. It's where it's going to start. You guys won the line of scrimmage both ways. So you're usually going to win the game when you do that. thought, yeah, he limited explosive plays because he made Eli get rid of the ball. I mean, four-man rush, he gave him the check downs, he took it a couple of times, he did try to take a couple of shots, covered it up, and went to Shepherd, Alonzo Shepherd, you know, that one play.
Yeah.
Hit Shepherd, I think it was a 20-yard play, one of them, he hung in there, he threw to Shepherd, but he limited it for the most part. You know, Eli had a couple of missed throws to Odell. Odell was open a couple of times, but I thought you contained Odell for the most part. Defense swarmed him. That negative 6-yard play where Odell, like, reversed it, you know, yeah. Poor play by him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just thought it was just a great game plan by Dennis Allen. I mean, he switched it up 3 times, like I said. It didn't work the first thing. He tried that. That didn't work, the man stuff. That zone is perfect because I don't think you guys could play man. Not enough, especially against receivers like Odell, because he's gonna beat you when you, yeah. you again. You switch into the game. I didn't really understand that, where Odell had a 30-yard play or 25-yard play. You're in man. And the Giants capitalized. Like, Eli got it out quick, accurately. But that zone is, think, your bread and butter. Your deep front is good. You're so good against the run, though. And that's what you guys have to understand. I think it's gonna take you places this year.
Yeah.
You're so good. I mean, you abused our offensive line. You know, we're a very weak offensive line. But I think you could do that. Your bread and butter. You're number 1 in the league right now. You're so good against the run, and that's going to help your secondary. Like I said, you're stopping the run consistently. The few times the Giants try to take shots, it just takes your pressure off your secondary so much. They could cover a couple of times, and they get it. It takes so much pressure off your secondary, which is the weaker part of your team, but they did such a good job because that deep front's taking all the heavier load, and they're doing such a good job stopping the run, and it's, and you know.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to pull one more thing about run stopping. The way Davenport looked really, everyone thought he wasn't going to be good at run stopping. He was good at the start of the season in the preseason, and he's been really good. He had a really nice play on Saquon where he beat Nick Solder. You talked about it. Nate Solder, excuse me. Nick talked about it a little before. But I think just looking at that, also, Sheldon Rankins, his last 2 games, and have been, this really season has been obviously his best season. You know, I think the way he's played, especially in the inside, clogging a lot of holes. Actually, he's added the swim move, getting sacks off there. Same with David Onyemata, and Tyler Davidson also had a really nice game. Also, you know, got to give a shout out to Taylor Stallworth, who he played really, really good in this game. He actually also picked up a fumble late in the game when Eli fumbled. I mean, look, we didn't get that much pressure. We didn't play amazing. Only 3 sacks there, but we got a lot of hurry, especially in the second half, where our best was when we were at our second half, and we played really, really good there. I mean, looking at Eli's stats, they weren't amazing. I mean, a QBR under 60. I mean, he did throw for 255 yards, but only 6.2 is the average there. He threw the 1 touchdown to Shepherd, but nothing really there. We didn't get any picks on him, which was obviously not what we wanted to there. I mean, look at the running game. I mean, there was nothing really there. They didn't really run the ball that much. Only 15 rushes. I think that just shows how they were, how to play catch-up. And I think that just shows kind of how the game plan, maybe. Because early in the, you know, they wouldn't play catch-up the whole game, really most of the second half. But even at halftime, Saquon only had, like, 5 rushes. So I think for them, I mean, I know this is just coming in for them. I feel like they should. I think it was kind of game plan issues for them. I think Sean Payton out game planned, you know, Pat Shurmur. I think especially looking with Taysom Hill and the exotic play calls there, it really caught them off guard. It didn't look like they were ready for everything the Saints were, you know, giving the Giants. But what do you think about that? Like how Taysom Hill played? Did you guys really think coming into the game that Taysom Hill was going to be a big thing?
And, I knew you've used him. He was definitely a person I thought about. You probably used some plays. You used him a lot. I mean, you needed a spark. We were controlling the game for the most part. You tried hitting the mount first. You got the ball first. Yeah. Drew Brees tried to air it out. Nobody, you know, it was great coverage. Yeah. You didn't get anything going. Giants scored right there, 7-0. You got a field goal. You didn't capitalize in the red zone. But before that, it was 7-0. You had the fake punt. You were going to punt it again to us, and that ruined the momentum. Like, we were dominating the game early. That ruined the momentum for the Giants. And he's such a good player. Like, Sean Payton used him perfectly. You know, he could throw it. He could run it. I definitely caught the punt coverage off that because the formation, the Giants were ready for it, but not really. They knew something was, because the formation was different than usually a regular punt formation. But you still did it good. B.W. Webb wasn't ready for it. You know, beat him and good throw by Hill and that, and then you're on the races then.
Yeah, I think that was just, I mean, the whole game, I feel like the way it went, I mean, definitely it seemed like a defensive game really until I think the Saints just wore down the Giants. I know you said it earlier. I just feel like that's what it was. The running game, they kept on running it. I mean, they ended up with 32 rushing attempts, which is a lot. I mean, Kamara had 19. I mean, but just looking at it, you know, Taysom Hill and Kamara both had 7 yards per carry, so that's really, really big there. I mean, just looking at everyone else that had to rush, nothing really from Dwayne Washington and Mike Gillisley. But, I mean, the way the Saints were able to run the ball in this game, it helped them control the game, especially in that second and third quarters where, you know, we really stopped the Giants to, I think, no points in the second or third quarters, and then we came back and we play really, really good there. I think that's also the one more thing I want to talk about before we go on to the whole position. I think you got to go before that. But I feel like just here, I feel like the one thing that the Saints had to get better on is the red zone issues. I mean, the first 4 times we went to the red zone, we only scored field goals. That was really big in the first half. So what do you think the key was to the Giants between stopping the Saints in the red zone?
It was good coverage. I thought it was good coverage. Thought we got a little pressure. You know, Breeze was scrambling around. You know, but I thought you had miscues, like you said. And I thought it was good coverage. Giants just, you know, we got the Saints there. It was a good call, better call, defensively. Like I said, a little pressure, but Breeze still saw a clean pocket. I thought it was good coverage. You know, Norris Jenkins, like, you know, broke a play up to Thomas. Kamara dropped. It was a Taysom Hill again. Yeah. It was good play calling. Sean Payton did an amazing job. What could you say? One of the best in the league. Utilizes his talent. Really puts him in position to win. I think it's just a matter of time. I think it was miscues and more what the Giants are doing. Why you struggled there.
All right. Particularly. Yeah. So I feel like, and then I feel like the way we turned it around, I think we just ran the ball really good. Kamara was getting, you know, he was getting us, not really getting us to the red zone. He was, I mean, he ran the ball really, really good. But in the red zone, especially in that second half, really efficient. He had the one RPO with Taysom Hill that he kept, ran for 10 yards. And then he had a wonderful effort play to get in the red zone from about 2 yards out there. But I feel like with that, I mean, 2 for 6 in the red zone, we got to get better there. Also on first down, we weren't the greatest. I mean, I think we were around 40% there. I mean, you can obviously get better on that front, but I feel like, you know, I think that's, you know, was a good game. And I feel like just looking at these the storylines, I feel like the Saints, they just outplayed the Giants in this one. I think that's all you got to say. I think talent, Saints are more talented, and I think that showed. I mean, it's not that Breeze played really good, like he stole the show. No one on the Giants really stole the show. I mean, Kamara played really good, but I feel like we were just wearing him down, and, you know, that's how we're gonna get victories. I hear that's how we got victories last year, so I think that's really, really big there. So now on to, you know, our game, a group recap. We're just gonna go by group, see how they played, give them a grade, and we'll just see what there. So first, I mean, we're gonna go right into QB, and that's, you know, Drew Brees and Taysom Hill. So I mean, just looking at the stats here, Drew Brees was 18 for 32, 217 yards, no touchdowns, no picks here. You sacked once, but I think that's all looking at there. I mean, Taysom Hill, he was 1 for 2 passing, 10 yards, obviously on the fake punt there. So looking into Brees, I feel like, I mean, he played very pedestrian. I mean, I'm gonna give him a B rating there. I mean, the Giants were just able to stop him and, you know, various looks and stuff, and they played really good in coverage, as Nick said. But I feel like, you know, the Giants, they just couldn't stop Taysom Hill there. I mean, the Saints were really, really good in the past against, you know, Atlanta and against, you know, the Bucks. We were also pretty good in Cleveland as well. I mean, there was a couple mistakes that we couldn't, you know, really shake off in Cleveland, a couple fumbles. But every other game we played really, really good in the past game. So what do you think the key to the Giants was to really defending Drew Brees? Just in a sense of, you know, maybe not how the coverage is so good, but looks, scheme. How do you think? Did you guys put up a different scheme than before, or was it just the same thing?
Well, it depends what the Saints were doing. You started off spreading the ball out. Giants were forced to spread their things out. They used their front four. They didn't get pressure. That was the coverage that time. You thought, because Eli Apple was out, I'm assuming Sean Payton wanted to be extremely aggressive. They saw a lot of big plays the Texans made last week. No Eli Apple, so I think he wanted it to push it down the field. Probably there'd be openings. There was an opening, so that was that. Then you change your formations up. You tried running it. Then you went to play action. That worked a lot of the times. I thought Brees was able to get a couple of throws there and there. He picked his matchups. He worked a little bit there. Then I thought Sean Payton got very creative. He's a very competitive guy. He wants everything to work. Oh, yeah. He wants to score a lot of points. Used Taysom Hill. Did the read option then. They knew the Giants struggled with Dak Prescott. He tastes so smart, head coach. He takes, you know, little things, and he fooled us a little bit with Taysom Hill, the read option. Hill was able to run. He's very good with that. And then you did to Kamara. You were able to get yards with that. The whole running game was good. Thought your blocking was good for the run. Your run blocking was really good. I even thought your pass blocking, like I said before, I thought Brees had a lot of clean pocket. And I also thought, not just the good coverages, I thought Brees, on a couple of plays, got too comfortable. And then the rush came then. Like, he was sitting in the pocket a long time. He has to throw it away. And then people started to open up too, though, and he took the sack then. I thought it was a couple of that things too, though. But overall, though, but then you clipped, though. I mean, you were driving with yard, but it's hard to score sometimes in the red zone. You know, it's tight, and the Giants had some good coverages, and you had a mistake, so you had them a couple of times. You said the Kamara drop, but overall, Benny got it together, though. But I think that's why he struggled a teensy bit. But he still put points up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. To me, he wasn't A-plus Drew Brees, but I think he was B-B minus Drew Brees, and that was really good enough to win, especially with the running game playing that way. So on to skill position players. So it's really how Kamara played, you know, Mike Thomas, Tegan Jr., Cameron Meredith, Ben Watson, players like that. You know, I got to say first, the Giants did a great job stopping everyone but Alvin Kamara. You know, I'll say it right here, right, you know, now. They shut down Mike Thomas. They shut down Cameron Meredith. They shut down Ben Watson. The only player they didn't shut down was Josh Hill, and that was really big for the Saints. He had 3 catches, 63 yards there. And, you know, he was the leading receiver for the Saints, so I feel like he did a really good job there. Mike Thomas, 4 catches, 47 yards on 4 targets, so I guess he was good when he got his chances, but he didn't get open a lot against Janoris. He also had, you know, Lan Collins, who played really, really good there on him. I mean, but Kamara played so good, and the way he was able to run the football today, I mean, if you're going to do that, especially when we get Ingram back, which I'll talk about a little later, I feel like that's going to help our offense so much, and I feel like the way we're, you know, just the way the offense is running, I think is really, really good there, especially with the skill position. I mean, we didn't play that good today. I'm going to probably give him, you know, a B- to a C+, because no one but Kamara was really doing that good. But if we just play like the way Kamara plays, I think he can carry a skill position group. I feel like that's the way, you know, he's been right now. I mean, even though Michael Thomas didn't play great, again, he had a couple of awful plays, bonehead plays. Almost brought the Giants back in the game. You cannot have that. So I feel like just the way that he played wasn't really that good. Cameron Meredith didn't do anything again. You know, we're paying him $5 million. He's really got to step it up. Ben Watson was a no-show, basically. I think he only had 1 catch. But I think, you know, for there, we didn't really do that good there. The Giants did really good shutting down. So what do you think the key was to shutting down, you know, Michael Thomas and those players? So especially Thomas, because Thomas was, you know, really good, a ton of catches. So what did Janoris do, and what did, you know, Lan Collins do? What did they do to stop him?
Yeah, I mean, Jack Roberts, I mean, was a top 5 corner in 2016. Last year he got injured. I think this year he's probably, you know, 10 to 12. In the one-on-one situation, I thought he was good, but he had help. I thought the Giants, like the Saints did, to take Odell Beckham. I wanted to take Michael Thomas out as your best receiver. Michael Thomas had that catch where it was one-on-one, and he beat the guy. You don't want to get Michael Thomas going. So I thought they took him out well. It was good coverage. I thought we did a good job neutralizing it, especially in the first half, coverage-wise.
Yeah, I feel like that was really big there. I mean, also Ted Ginn, ton of errors there, almost opened the game back up to the Giants, as I said earlier. And then Brandon Tate also had a fumble. So I feel like just looking at the Saints skill position players, they just weren't, yeah, they weren't up to snuff the way they usually are. But Kamara did enough, you know, he did enough, he carried the group, and that was really big for them. Onto the offensive line, Saints offensive line did very, very good. I mean, I think they were ranked near the top again this week. Also, left tackle Terron Armstead was ranked and has been ranked the number one, you know, offensive line in the whole league. So I think that's been really, really big for him. He's been stopping, you know, anyone that's coming off the blind side, because the Giants, I mean, they don't have the best rushers, but, you know, they have Connor Barwin, they have players like that. I mean, obviously not the best, and then the Falcons have, you know, players like Vic Beasley, stuff like that. So what do you think the offensive line was able to do against the Giants defensive line that was able to, you know, just open up big holes? Because they were, I mean, not that they're opening up big holes, but it was just the way that they controlled the trench, you know, the trenches when the Saints were on offense. So how were they able to do that?
Yeah, like you said, they controlled the trenches. They created big holes. They just abused our defront, especially on the running. There were holes for Kamara. And even the little holes where Kamara would get 4 or 5 yards. He did a very good job at that, though. They were really good in pass protection. And they made Breeze a clean pocket for most of the game. I thought, Giants don't really have a good D-line, like you said. I mean, Karan Barwin's really a reserve at this point in his league. And Kareem Martin, Kerry Wynn.
Really,
I mean,
nothing really big.
Really, yeah. Brett Lowe was that defensive front. Your offensive line bullied him, I thought, for the most part.
Snacks
four
Harrison.
Or five. Yeah. I thought earlier, I thought it was inconsistently early. You'd get a couple of good yards. Then you'd get a stop. Then the Giants would stop you. But I thought, I don't know if it was fatigue. I really thought in the second half, you just broke it open. And Kamara, it's the game for you. It was 26-18. You know, like you said, the Ted Ginn blunder almost cost your team dearly if the Giants would have recovered that. You recovered at the 2-yard line. And that was clutch Breeze then. Kareem Martin wasn't in his gap. He screwed up there. Playing Breeze, when you know Breeze is going to run at the 2-yard line, there's no room for him. Breeze throws it over his head to the tight end. And that got you going. Kamara iced it with that big run, because if you didn't get that, then you're putting your defense up. Your defense played great overall, though, but 26-18, it's a one-score game. You don't know what's going to happen. So Kamara did really everything. He's your MVP.
Yeah, Kamara, I mean, especially late. And it wasn't even that run, because that run obviously was really big, and it was a very, very big run. But even the runs before that, he was getting like 8 yards. And when it was only on first down, and this Giants needed to stop, And, you know, he was getting 8 yards and just put them in front very, very nicely, especially in that, you know, to close out games. I think that's where we're going to be really good. We're going to be really good in closing out games because now we're going to bring Ingram back, and that's just a different, you know, thing that the Saints are going to bring, different, you know, way the Saints can bring another weapon in. I feel like we were that one weapon away, and I think Ingram's that weapon, so I think we'll see what happens there. But I think the offensive line, they controlled the game. You know, got to give them an A+. They were that good. How about the defensive line? Defensive line, I mean, they were good. You got to give them the B+, A-, especially stopping the run. Saquon, who came in, you know, being one of the league rushers coming in, very, very good. Had a great game against Houston the game before, and he only had 10 rushes, for 44 yards. He did have a touchdown where he jumped over the top, but nothing big there. And then, you know, out of that 44 yards, 28 came on one play. So really, I mean, if you take out that play, I mean, all he really had was, like, I mean, 20 yards. So nothing really big there, 16 yards, whatever it is there on 9 carries, and he had the one big run. But that's what Saquon does, so you got to give him that. I mean, overall, they only gave up 65-yard rushing, and that's just for the Giants. I mean, the way you're able to do that, once you stop there, you know, rushing, then you're putting Eli in a tough position, putting the offensive line in a tough position, and that's really the key to being the Giants. I think we did that really well. I kind of spelled it out to see how we were going to do it, and then they did it really well there. I mean, so how do you think our defensive line was able to go stop your offensive line? I know coming into it, your offensive line wasn't playing really good, but, you know, they did play better against Houston. So how is the defensive line, you know, able to do what maybe Dallas did instead of what Houston did?
I think you're being harsh, great in your defensive line. I mean, I thought they were excellent. Besides the first drive, I mean, they abused. I mean, we couldn't run
Eli the ball. Had some clean pockets, though, I gotta say, and I was not happy about some of those plays, especially on the first drive, last drive, and even some middles. Eli missed a couple throws where he had clean pockets. I'm not gonna say it was entirely his fault. And then also, I mean, the way that I don't think we got that much pressure on the first half. Let's be honest with this. I feel like we only got 3 sacks. Not like we got 6 or 7. I think that's when you get the A+ there. Run defense is really good. I didn't really think the pass was good, but it wasn't just amazing. That's why I'm going to give it, you know, B+, A-. So it's in that area. It wasn't over the top good, but it was very solid, good enough to win. But, I mean, yeah, I just feel like I feel like the defensive line did very, very good enough to win. I feel like that's where it did there. And obviously against, you know, your offensive line, it just, you know, it did enough. That's why I think, especially against, you know, the caliber of your offensive line, maybe they could have played a little better. So what do you think there?
I think you credit Eli and Coach Shermer. Why you didn't get the sacks? They schemed so they get the ball out quick, like I said earlier in the podcast. I mean, average of 2.5 seconds. Eli's getting rid of it nonstop. If he didn't, he'd be getting sacked. Or throw it away, whatever. You probably got more turnovers, the fumble we had at the end of the game. Eli's sitting back there, and your coverage was so good. So I think you guys did a great job. I mean, you reacted well. You stopped the run. I think you did what you had to do, like you said.
Okay, so I think just one thing about Eli Manning. I mean, to the Giants, I know probably no Giants fans will be listening to this, but just if, you know, Eli got to get some offensive line behind them. I know a lot of people from New Orleans like Eli because, his father played for the Saints. Archie was in the stands for the Saints game there. But I feel like just looking at it, Giants, get that guy on offensive line. At least try to. I mean, because right now, I mean, you know, they were hoping to win a lot of games. But I think the way their offense is, you know, put together right now, they're not able to win a lot of games. But anyways, on to the linebackers. To me, the way our linebackers played, number one, DeMario Davis played very, very strong here. 11 total tackles with 2 sacks. I mean, 2 QB hits. The way he was able to get pressure on Eli, basically, he was actually, this year, we had 2 blitzes that Davis blitzed and got to the QB. Those were the first 2 times on a blitz that the actual blitzing player was able to get to the QB. That's really, really big there. I mean, also looking at Alex Anzalone, who had 6 tackles, very good game, top 5 tackler in our game. And he's just the way he could fly sidelines to sidelines, very, very big. And then also just looking at AJ Klein, didn't play amazing, didn't do anything bad. And also, you know, I know that the Giants tight ends aren't very, you know, strong there, but I mean, they were just able to, you know, the offensive line was leaving gaps for, you know, DeMario Davis and players like that to come up. So do you think you were just kind of like surprised of how good how the run defense was? Were you expecting more from Saquon or anything? What do you think of that?
I think it's bull. I mean, Pat Shanahan, I think you credit Sean Payton because you limited the possessions. Had long drives, limited our possession. We had 4 in the first half, I think.
Yeah.
We only ran it 10 times. You want to get more touches in Saquon's hands. Amazing player. But, you stopped. I mean, you did such a good job. And when you gave him his carries, like you said, he had 20 on a 1 run. You didn't get anything. You guys did a really good job. He was in the backfield. He didn't really have much room. Saquon had a couple of... So that's Saquon. Man. He'll do that against anyone. But, you did a great job.
Yeah, so, I mean, the linebackers, you got to give them... you know, A-minus, A. They played really good. I think, you know, the way they were stopped to run, and then they stopped your skill position players out of the backfield, stuff like that, because Saquon didn't really get much in, you know, kept receiving the ball. And then also, you know, Allison, I know it's not that much, it's not no Evan Ingram out there, but they did stop him to a pretty good game there. So I think that's really good for the linebackers. And now onto the DBs, which, you know, they improved a lot. You know, you got to say it. The way Marshon Lattimore played against Odell played extremely well there. P.J. Williams played a much better game, and Kenny Crawley played a much better game. They all played a better game coming in. Safeties played better. I mean, everyone just played better. I'm not going to say that because it was a lot of scheme, so I'm not going to say it was Giants. The Giants have a really good wide receiving core, even without Cody Latimer. You know, Sterling Shepard's a great receiver, and so is OBJ there. OBJ, you know, he's like as good as Julio is, and, you know, just looking at it, you know, the way the Saints were able to stop OBJ, that's just really big. I mean, the way that was had to happen, and I think it happened really, really good there. So what do you think the key was? How did Lattimore really stop, you know, OBJ? Because, I mean, they weren't always matched up, especially on the one-on-ones I want to focus on. Was there anything special that Lattimore was able to do that other, you know, cornerbacks weren't? Because, you know, Odell did have a couple of good games there in past games.
Well, when you play that two-deep zone, even on the one-on-one opportunities, though, I just think they were playing a lot more back on the film. You know, they were playing. They weren't, like, really, like, pressing.
Safeties were back.
Well, they did it a couple of times. They didn't work out for you. Did it a couple of times. But mostly, he's playing back. So Odell can't speed by him. He had good technique. A lot more of the plays when I saw the 1-1. Good technique. He was moving back. He had help underneath so he could play off the ball. And that, but he had good technique. Your DBs did much better. I thought you played within the scheme. You didn't get beat. You had your assignment based really good. Your aligned and assignment. Those are the two things I always say on offensive line for the offensive defense. Assignment, alignment. You did great on those two things. Yeah.
I mean, just I feel like, you know, especially with the deep balls, we didn't get beat there. That's obviously our biggest, you know, problem coming into the game, and we did really, really good there. So, you know, I'm going to give the DBs between a B and B plus there. I think that's kind of the way they played. They didn't play great, but I think they played, you know, good enough to win and much better than, you know, what they got last week, which was, you know, D's and F range there. So I think that's going to wrap up this group-by-group recap with the Saints and Giants. So I think Nick's got to go. So, Nick, first I want to say thank you for coming on the last two episodes. It's great to hear, you know, other, you know, fan opinions. So I just want to say thank you for that. You know, that's just, you know, that you come onto this podcast. I know coming onto a Saints podcast is probably not the best thing you want to do, but I just want to say thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and just one thing to say about the Giants. Giants, you know, they were a good opponent for us. I feel like, you know, they played pretty good. I mean, I know we beat them, and, you know, we played better than them, but, you know, they gave us a couple of hard times, especially early in the game, and I just got to give the best of luck to them. They're not one of our rivals, so I don't really, you know, if you guys have a lot of success, it's not going to, you know, be bad for us. You know, hope we see you in the playoffs if that comes to be, and I wish you the best luck in your future games there. So now on to some Who Dat Nation fan questions. So, I mean, our first question is from Saints Fan since 83, and he asks, do you think that we are improving to become a championship Super Bowl caliber team? So, I mean, I think that, you know, looking at this team, I think we are improving. And I really think we're getting better. Looking at last week, the Giants, I think we just played, you know, a more sound game. And we're playing more sound games over and over again. I think that's really, really big there. I feel like the way that not as many mistakes against the Giants. We had a couple of mistakes against the Giants, but those are, you know, very fixable. And even less mistakes than we were last week. So every week, we're going less and less mistakes. Running the ball better. We're coming two-dimensional better, I feel. And then just looking at the way, you know, Bree said it, and Sean Payton said it, is that we were able to play, you know, complementary football, you know, not even just between, you know, the cube running and the passing, that we're able to do it from offense to defense this game. The turnovers was really, really big. And that's really been getting better week by week. Three-game winning streak, you got to give hats off to Sean Payton there. Sean Payton, you know, in that coaching, he played a really, really good coaching job against the Giants. Completely outcoached Pat Shurmur there. I mean, the way he was able to scheme a couple things, get the RPOs when the Giants were bad at RPOs coming in, so I think that was really, really big there. I mean, you got to give Sean Payton A+ for that. You know, that whole, you know, coaching, he was very, very good there. And I just looking at Dennis Allen had a better game coaching. I told you guys the zone was going to work, and it did work there. They went and played the zone. And, you know, we were able to get pressure, and then, you know, we dropped back in the zone. I feel like that was really, really good job there. So that's really, really big. But I feel like, yeah, we're improving, and we're getting better. We're getting to our top right at the right moment. We have, you know, the Redskins, who are, you know, a quality team, but we're playing a home game. Breeze is going to try to break the record. That's going to be a very, very big game there, and I think we, you know, get a win there. Then, you know, we get to a really hard stretch, and we have to play Baltimore, who's looked to be really good. Obviously, we have to play the Eagles, Vikings. They look like good teams as well, the Rams. So I feel like, you know, all those teams, you know, they're good teams, and we're going to have to come up and defeat them. But, you know, we do have an NFC South, you know, division lead right now. You know, we're winning the NFC South. That's obviously really big. We want to keep that. That's really big. But I think, you know, we're doing better week by week there. On to our next question by Hudat. 23-13-10, and he asked, what did we do successful, you know, in the game against the Giants from the secondary standpoint, you know, compared to weeks past where we weren't as good in the secondary? So I feel like the one thing we did is we didn't give up the big play. That was obviously the biggest thing for this defense. Lattimore's played much better. You know, T.J. Williams played really, really good too, so I got to give it to him. He had the fourth fumble. That was really big. But between Lattimore, Williams, and Crawley, they all played pretty good. You know, you got to give it to them, you know, and they weren't able to give up the big play, especially against the Giants with OBJ. And obviously, that's something to do with, you know, the defensive line and linebackers able to get pressure and stuff like that. But, you know, they weren't giving up the big play, and that's obviously really, really big there. I mean, looking at it, what the Giants were able to do, they tried to do what the Bucs did in the first week, short passing and opening up deep. They couldn't do that either. They did in the beginning, but, you know, they couldn't really, you know, get the big plays. That was really big, too. So I feel like that shows that we've gotten better, and I feel like this team's just improving there, and I feel like looking to next week, I feel like, you know, we got to get better now with, you know, Alex Smith coming, who's a good quarterback. So I feel like we're going to have to get a little better on some things. But I think if we play like this, it's going to be much better. If you're stopping teams at 20 points, 21 points, we're going to get a lot of wins that way. I mean, just looking at it, we're getting better and better each week. But I mean, the one thing is now we got to put sustained success. We got to put two, you know, weeks in a row that we're successful there. I feel like that's going to be really, really big for us. And I feel like, you know, now we play a good game against the Redskins going into the bye. That's really, really big there. So I think, you know, that's just, I feel like secondary, you know, have a good week next week, show even more. I think this shows enough not to get another player in the secondary. I think that's really big there as well. And then also our third and final question is from Saints fan from NY, and he said, why was the run game so successful compared to weeks past? And I think the one thing is that, you know, especially against the Giants, who, you know, are very, very good against the run, we were able to run. Kamara, number one, they got more holes up the middle, so Kamara was able to run through big holes against up the middle. Also, they're running the outside zone again very, very well. That's obviously where Kamara thrives. Also, different looks they were doing, you know, especially with Taysom Hill, you know, playing the RPO. That's just going to do much better there. They were able to throw exotic looks at the Giants, you know, get them confused and play better there. That's obviously why they're successful in the running game. Also, Kamara was able to run off some big plays, and that's why we had more yards in the rushing game. I mean, Kamara was just amazing, you know, 181, you know, total yards. Obviously, really, really big there. But that's, I think, that they're able to do that. Also, the Giants, they had a lot of guys in the secondary. They dropped back a lot and left, you know, smaller, you know, six-man boxes, five-man boxes for Kamara to run through. I think that was really big as well, and that's why Kamara was successful before. So, you know, when you respect the passing game, you're going to have to give up the running game. First, they were into the running game, Breece threw all over them. So I feel like that's going to kind of, you know, the give and take that defense are going to have to put. And, you know, we still, as much as, you know, the offense, I think, played amazing, still put up 33 points on the road, and, you know, you want to do that, and that's obviously really successful, and that's really good there. So I think, you know, we played really good on the, you know, the run, and I feel like we did that because, you know, they tried to stop the pass, and we just got them on the run there. And also the way the exotic blocking schemes, we just played really, really good up front. We won the 10 trenches on both sides of the field, so that was really good there. So now, just to get some quick Saints news, really one thing of Saints news, and that Mark Ingram is back. So he will be playing Sunday. He was activated yesterday. You know, he actually met the Saints off the airplane at 12:01. You know, coming back to New Orleans from New York. And, you know, so it's really, really big for him. I mean, just to have, you know, Boom and Zoom now back, that's obviously huge. And he's obviously going to do a lot of things, Kamara, up the middle stuff. He's going to take those big, you know, eight-man boxes, seven-man boxes, and be successful in them while Kamara, more of the outside run. I think it's going to be really, really big there. You know, he's the Boom player, Kamara's the Zoom player. And I think that, you know, we're going to see actually an increase with Kamara, with Ingram. I feel like now you need Ingram, you know, with Kamara. I think that's what it's going to be. That's how we're going to be successful here. I think you're going to have to re-sign Ingram at the end of the year. I think that's going to be really, really big there. But, you know, we'll see how Ingram does. I think he's going to come off really strong from the suspension, the way, you know, people were talking about on Lane Kiffin, you know, from Florida Atlantic, you know, when Ingram was, you know, working out down there. He said he played really good. So that's obviously really, really big there. And, you know, just looking at Ingram, you know, if he can be successful, help this run game out, make us more two-dimensional, that's going to be very, very, you know, pivotal there. So I think with all that said, I think it's time to wrap up this podcast. So if you enjoy this podcast, please, you know, share it. You know, if you could share it anywhere, Twitter, Instagram, you know, YouTube, you know, with friends, colleagues, other, you know, Saints fans and family, you know, just stuff like that. That'd be just really, really big. You know, we're growing, but we want to grow even more, touch even more Saints fans, communicate with even more Saints fans. That would obviously be really, really nice. You know, if you haven't already and you enjoy this podcast, as I said earlier, you know, you can follow us on Twitter @thewhodatthis, on Instagram @whodatdiscussion, and then also, you know, you could listen listen to us, subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, and Google Play. On there, we're at the Who Dat Discussion. And then there, please comment, you know, like, you know, and if you can leave a review and, you know, rate us, it's really big to see what we're doing good and we need to improve on. Also, just one more thing. I mean, got to surprise you guys that I will be going down to the Dome on next Monday night when we play the Redskins, hoping to see some history. I mean, it's just going down there for the first time is going to be really, really cool. Coming in 3-1, we'll have all the momentum. So that'd be really, really cool. First game there. So that's going to just, you know, it just came together. You know, so I think that's just, it was a really, you know, hopefully it should be a fun trip. I mean, with Columbus Day, a 3-day weekend. So I feel like it's very, very nice there. Now, you know, just going into that game, just, I feel like what we're going to be able to do, I think, you know, you're going to have to let Smith, because he, you know, Smith can be very, very explosive, but if you just take explosive things away, let him check down. He's a veteran, but I think we'll be able to stop them there. They're coming off a bye week, so we're going to have to really stick it to them. And I think, you know, we're going to have a lot of momentum because Breeze, this is going to be Breeze's game. You know, he can beat the record here. I mean, beating the passing yards record is obviously a huge, huge thing, and he's going to have a very, very good chance to do it in this game. So, you know, with all that said, I just wanted to say thank you, prove him right, and who dat.